Check, check, yo. I'll be fearful, but I'm not. Like, there's some things I've been doing, man. That should be making me feel weird. I'll be feeling weird with me. And now I'm talking to me again. And it's bringing. The fear that I used to fear, the fear that I used to have. These things that used to terrify me, I used to be afraid of. It's like, oh man, I'm in the fetal position. That's just crazy. Now that I can find solace in those positions, because I wouldn't know about those things unless I did this. And what I'm doing is I'm giving myself a voice record. And it reminds me of, all of the other, the other kind of films, the aspects of the hero when the person is leaving something behind, hieroglyphics. Just I chose to do that first consciously. The next thing I want to do is academically, which is Anne Frank. But then now I'm thinking about the Holocaust. But then that makes me jump back to the African Holocaust. So like it, and then that takes me to all types of Holocaust, and now I'm in, Mexico, thinking about the Aztecs and the Incas and the Mayas. So what I'm saying is that like I know that these things happen. What I'm talking about is we get in ups and downs, we get in lefts and rights, we get in betweens all over the place. We change locations, we do everything, but it's just like. We have to practice certain things of the old places and new places because it'll change. Everything will change. I haven't been on a mic in a while for certain reasons, and I've changed. And being on the microphone has changed for me too. So I'm trying to readopt what it means to be on the mic, revalue certain things, and I'm just doing it in a different way now. And I'm just trying to like practice, but doing it is the idea. I already know that. So I'm just gonna like have to figure out a way to trade things. And what I gotta do is, the phrase use it or lose it. Well, you gotta lose it to use it. Use it or lose it. Lose it or use it. The idea is when you say it forward and backwards, it makes sense in two different points of views, and I get it. I've been like, yeah, forcing the idea of them being two things together too much. In other words, I'm like trying to put my job at the house too much kind of thing, and then my house and the fun, which is what my job is for me. So I'm learning how to be more comfortable being home, but home feels like work too. I don't really know what the fuck that is, man. I'll be chilling on Instagram and fucking other social medias. I don't even play the game, and I got the game. Like, so it's just like I be stretching sometimes, do homework, but I be just mostly doing nothing. I meditate, but I don't do it. I don't do anything in a like super inspired manner unless it's like, oh, I gotta go to work today. And I don't know how to shift that. I don't know how to take that like feeling of I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and I'm energized and I'm happy to do things and I'm helpful and I'm useful. I don't know how to bring that home. So when I'm home, it's just shit like things I gotta fucking do, Just things to do, responsibility. So it's just like work. What are the responsibilities of this job code? But I just know that it is hard for me. It's a place I'm reaching and searching. I get certain things, but I don't understand how to do it. And the doer part is the thing that I know I gotta remove. And everybody that's saying it, I see you right now looking at me. Doing it, that shit doesn't matter. And I get it. I teach people not to get it, but I've been indoctrinated to like do things. And it's making me think of a guy right now online, black dude with dreads or some shit. And he's a diagnosed narcissist. And he goes and he identifies narcissistic behavior and it helps him. And he's cool. He's pretty smart. He's pretty self-aware. And that's what I really enjoy. And so when people use themselves, like me using myself now to talk to myself later, that shit really helps. And I don't know why I don't know how to like stay put on the mic. That is the thing. I love moving around and doing shit, bro. That's the problem. So it's like, how the fuck do I sit the fuck down in one space when I'm so like entwined in all things? Well, I channel shit. It's coming right now. All right, nigga, just do the spirit. Why? Because everything has a spiritual aspect to it. Natural is what we call it. But I understand that. But I don't know how to be that. And it's like kind of shameful, I guess. Just being an individual, a person, for me, it has been hard because my ideal life is some kind of role. But the role that I'm expressing and I'm already logically aware of is just the self-expression. And that is an individual as a standard of consistency. In other words, we're the same thing in different places. We're just at different levels at that time. So imagine you being a kid, and then imagine you not being a kid. What does that mean? Young adult? Old ass person? A middle aged person? But then let's add something extra to it. A middle aged person at a midlife crisis? A midlife crisis that's taking them down a downward spiral? Or are you in a position of, I'm retired. I'm happy. I got 12 kids. 3 Super Bowl rings. Woo. I know that when you go somewhere, you can go 2 more places. When you go 2 more places, you can go 1 place, or you can go into a multi-space. And then when you go into the multi-space, you got to understand there's 1 place again, twice. And then if you go and stay on the one path, then guess what? Then you can be anything, because 1 times anything is anything. It's hard to get to that one because we're all fractals. So we got to be multiverse people, multiversed in a lot of things. And what I'm saying is it's hard to do it, nigga. It's hard. It'd be hard, bro. I'm over here talking about it because all I got to do is talk about it. That's easy. But I live it. I'd rather be in the trenches, nigga. No, let me risk my life kind of shit. Other than just sit the fuck down and chill. Look, nigga, sunsets and shit. But, you know, it's just like, man, I just don't really know what else to do outside of nothing. When I'm doing nothing, I already know you can make nothing cool. I've had to. And, you know, I don't know why I need to, but the thing is because it's boring. And so because I know that, I don't want to believe it. It's like, well, no matter what I do or where I go, it's going to be the same me trying to do the same things. And that's the boring part. It's not what I'm seeing. And that's the problem. The problem is that I'm tuned in to one version of me more than the other version of me. And they both want the same thing. They don't want to be bored. But like, one is holding on to routine here. And then it's already convinced itself that I'm routine anywhere. Stubborn. But at the other side, is I'm going to be everywhere, never locked down, never stuck, always changing, on the move, acceleration, INGs. We got to understand that a future is a point. That is one thing in the past already. When you think about something in the future, it's something in a future's past because it's the only thing we can use to reference. High school, middle school, elementary, preschool. You know, these are things that are placed within certain areas of life. We can't go back in the same manner. Nobody can go back to kindergarten or kindergarten class if you're not at that age. Unless you're a parent, unless you're a teacher, unless you work at the school as staff, unless you are a construction worker building that motherfucker, unless you're a politician, unless you're an investor, unless you are a PTO member, council member, neighborhood, community, passerby. Sorry. There's a whole lot of shit. But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's cool. I like talking and shit. I don't know why I haven't. Oh, I do know why. It's because I haven't been doing it. I wasn't able to do it. But now I'm able to do it. And I'm out of practice. But it's not the practice itself because I've been doing it. I don't really be changing, which is why I'm going to be changing. Because I know I don't be changing. Stubborn. But that's the whole point of me talking about it, because I get it. I get it. But what do I get now? This is another nigga understanding something else of the same shit. Hey, we've been studying this for 3 weeks. How come I understand it differently? What do I get now? I'm not the same as 3 weeks ago. I can do it. So, well, doing it. I don't know why I'd be scared to do it, but I know that we can move through fear. I've spoken up for a lot of things that are fearful for me, even though it looks like I'm super confident and I know what I'm doing, or I'm arrogant or smug or whatever. People would be like, look too cool, or you doing this or that, you know, all that shit. But in reality, I'm scared as fuck. And I'll be doing nothing but being scared as fuck and looking like me. I just look like me, though. So they don't know what I'm feeling at that point. So I just look like whatever they think I look like. And that's what is actually really cool. And yes, I talk about this shit to myself all the time when I be driving. And I love this, and I'm glad that it's getting out and it is being recorded. So changing the perception about oneself is cool, because you can change what you do with who you are internally. You can do different things with who you are internally because you can understand that's really what matters. Let me explain. I just grabbed a random book from my library bookshelf. Here's a random book. That's the first lesson. I got one bookshelf, but there's like 40 books here or some shit. There's more shit on here too. Books, there's singing bowls, tarot cards, fucking crystals. There's flowers and motherfucking paint and incense. This bookshelf is packed and full of all kind of shit. But why did this one bookshelf have a whole bunch of options? Well, that is because of us. We see it as one thing and as two things. We see it as an inside, outside. We don't see things separately. And because of that, we don't see our emotions separately. But because of that, we perceive ourselves to appear differently because we know we're changing. So we think we look different on the outside. But in reality, most of the time, nigga, you look the same. You thinking, but I don't know. I just see you. Imagine like looking at a cat. looking at a dog, looking at your bird. The motherfucker just look like a cat, dog, and bird. You're just doing cat, dog, and bird shit. Like, that's my pet. Like, what the fuck else do I do? And so, why are you calling these things what you're calling them? Well, they have certain behaviors. But they're behaving as what we're identifying. So even though we can see something different, we can see that there are animals, and animals are not humans because of certain reasons, but humans are animals because of other reasons. And so what makes us different, what makes us the same, that is up to the brain. And that is if you got experience or not in dealing with these things. And so you might can look at what a dog is doing and understand what a dog might be thinking, more than likely what it's thinking based upon what it's doing. Same thing with a cat and a bird. But if you don't have a clue because you don't have animals, or you don't like animals, or you don't ever be by animals, or you never read about animals, or you never watch Animal Planet, or, you know, nothing like that, bro. If you just don't do shit like that, then guess what? You might be like, look at that bird. What the fuck is that dog doing? What's going on with the dog? Scaredy ass cat. You know, you just might not, you know, understand, just be questioning things. And that's funny because we cannot question things if we don't want to. But what that means is, with time, how come you just don't know certain things? So, like, if you never had animals as a kid, and then you got a few friends who had some animals, and then you desired that shit and you couldn't get it kind of thing, and then you grow up, and then you get yourself animals, and then you have kids, and they like animals, and all of that shit, and you just see how much animals help you. The question that I have for you is this. Who were you when you weren't being around the animal? Who were you when you did not have the support of people who enjoyed animals with you? Who are you? What is happening? What's going on? Talk to me. For me, that is like talking to a first grader or kindergartner. Like, you're just trying to get them to not let the old emotion overwhelm them too much, where it's just letting loose. And you can imagine a kid on a tantrum. Why the tantrum? Like, what is that? That is energy. And that energy is like a, if we had to do it in layers, right? If we had to do it in like a scale, something that we can say is like an Hall of Famer all-star person in a sport versus the worst guy possible. Oh my God. But imagine that, worstest guy ever, bro. Thinking he was a Hall of a Hall of Famer all-star. Oh, shit. God damn. Ooh, shit, I'm crying, nigga, laughing. That shit was funny. The end. I don't remember what the fuck we was talking about. So, moving on to some other shit. Oh shit, it's been like 20 minutes. This shit started out slow, but it ended up being funny. So I'm probably peace out right here. Yeah. Gone. Thank you for listening. Peace.